So today is Friday, July 21st, I believe. Friday represents the throat chakra. First of all, welcome to my podcast. We just gonna call this Montel Podcast about any and everything. Well, we're not going to say that it's any and everything. It's not going to be in the title. It's just a reference. So, today, this episode is featuring my almost 7-month-old Evie Mae Garrett. Say hello. Say hello to the pod. Say hi. Say hi. Nope. Dang, you got your slobber all on the mic. But yeah, in the background, I got some throat chakra music playing. Hence, the throat chakra is basically a representation of your voice box. It helps you to speak things into existence, to help you be able to manifest things by speaking it into existence. That's part of the aspects of a throat chakra. Also, one way that you know that your throat chakra is active and open and balanced is when you're able to freely speak how you feel, no matter what you feel in any moment. And also, it helps you to speak truth and not lies. So yeah, today is Friday. Today has been an interesting week, to say the least. For those that don't know, I am a Class A licensed commercial truck driver. I work for this company. I'm not going to say the name. But basically, right now, I'm gaining my experience through hauling double bottom dumps. And since, I would say, the first, what was that? I think it was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, my truck was down because I had a air leak in my right airbag. It was bad. And it barely got fixed, I guess, Wednesday night. So I worked Thursday. And I worked today, but today was just, man. Because this little one does not let me get sleep. She was yawning. She do not let me get sleep. Sometimes she do, but sometimes she don't. And now she's trying to grab the cord to the mic that I have attached to my phone. And now she getting antsy to the point to where she gonna start fussing because she can't get it. Now she rubbing her eyes because I think she tired. I just took her a bath. And I think she want to watch Gracie Corner. What's up, boo? What's the deal? Tell me. Boop. Boop. You getting tired? Here, get it. Here. There you go. You can have all of them. They're your toys. Here, take this one. Take that one too. Take all of them. Yeah. There you go. All right. But yeah, she sometimes wake up like in the middle of the night, like around 12. Here. Like around 12. Sometimes 1. But last night was a rough night because she didn't have her passy. Nor did she have her swaddler. Her swaddler is what kind of keeps her snuggled and wrapped and tight to where she won't move. To where she would basically like move her arms and scare herself and wake herself up. So she didn't have that. And she didn't have her pacifier. So, yeah. So, like at 12:30, she woke up and I'm sure she was hungry. What you trying to get? Huh? You want this? Here. You got too many toys in front of you? Let me move some. Okay, cool. Grab it. Just to give y'all a little context. She is sitting on the couch. I forgot what this seat is called, but it extends to where your feet is basically automatically up. And it reclines. And I have a couple of her toys on the couch. And she's sitting back. One of the toys in particular is like this. It's like a base. The best way I can explain it is kind of like a baseball tee. And you put circles on it. And the circles stack. And now she's biting on one of the circles. She thinks she's funny. But yeah, man. So I basically was late to work. I was supposed to load at 3 a.m. and I didn't end up being able to get to sleep until like 9 o'clock. 9, almost 10, because she didn't want to go to sleep. Even though she was tired because she didn't have her essentials. So yeah. So then I end up sleeping until like 4:30. End up getting up because she woke up again. Tried to have her go back to sleep before I took her to my in-laws. But she just did not want to go back to sleep. So, yeah, I went in late, did 2 loads, and then caught a gang of traffic. What is the issue, boo boo? What is the issue? Here you go. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, did 2 loads, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to call it a day. Because I'm tired. I was supposed to be doing a road test because I'm hopefully going to be going over the road. And I'm kind of having mixed feelings about it because I'm happy because I'm going to have another job, and it's going to be less stress, but that job also requires me to be gone for a couple days out of the week. And she's one of the things that I'm gonna be missing or not things, but people. She's part of one of the reasons why I kind of have mixed feelings about going, because I'm just like, every day she's growing faster and faster. Time is just going by. She already about to be 7 months and like 2 weeks. And yeah, I just don't want to miss out on any little moment. Blah, slobbering everywhere. Stop spitting. Even though I know you probably teething, that's why you slobbering and spitting your butt off. Stack them. One by one. Here, let me move that. Okay. You better be careful. So yeah, that was my AM. And when I got off, thought I was supposed to be doing a road test, but it's hot. So now we're waiting for it to cool down to actually see if that's going to take place. If not, then probably Sunday, which is one of the last things I need to do to be approved, so I can start going over the road with I'm not gonna tell y'all what company, but yeah. Tell him?
Should I tell him?
No.
Yes.
No. But yeah, man. It's been a wild week. I had to come home, bathe her, eat, sit down and actually like do this cleansing meditation, because I feel like I've been attracting a lot of negative energy and I just didn't feel centered and balanced, and I didn't feel like myself because I felt like a lot of negative energy was coming my way, and at the same time I was letting that negative energy get to me, and I didn't understand why. Because it's like, I was like, hold on, let me go back. So, like, back when I was thinking about it, I'm just like, I feel like I'm literally between a rock and a hard place. For whatever reason, whether if it was my thoughts or my subconscious mind, something was attracting this negative energy. And the negative energy was getting to me. So it's like I'm attracting this negative energy, and then I'm being negative on top of letting the negative energy get to me. So I'm just like thinking to myself, like, bro, I just feel like I'm stuck. So I had, the only thing I knew that can kind of like change that was to do this meditation, which I do my best to do to cleanse my energy, my aura, to cleanse and pierce through all of my chakras and just flush out all of the negative and replace the negative with positive. And honestly, can say that after. Oh, you got yourself stabbed like you always do. Okay, come here, come here, come here. You want to swing? Because I think you're getting tired. I think you're getting tired. Kisses. Kisses. She's looking at my phone. Let my necklace go, please. Thank you. So, yeah, honestly, can say that after I did that meditation, I feel a whole lot better. I feel like I'm centered. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm all the way balanced, because I feel like certain things are still lingering, but it will pass. It will pass. And it's just, I've just been getting tired of certain things that people would say, you know, certain things that people would do. I've just been getting tired of, you know, running into negative people and dealing with people's attitudes and just them not having no type of empathy, no type of common sense. Like, and also, like, certain things that I just been finding out about, you know, what's going on, and I guess, like, what's going on in the world as far as, like, certain things that are about to happen to America, and people still being asleep, and just every day seeing these chemtrails flying, you know, over the skies, and just thinking about, like, what can we do about this situation, like, and it's just been a lot, and a lot of stuff going on in my own personal life that, you know, I'm not going to go too much into detail about, but transitioning from one job to the next. And also, like I said before, going over the road, which is my first time, and missing out on some days. So it's just mentally, it's kind of been a lot. But I know that everything happens for a reason. And even in the midst of, you know, the negative, I still found a way to reflect and to realize that something needs to change. And instead of me sitting back and complaining, like, I took the initiative to actually do something about it. And I honestly feel like that's what a lot of people's problem is today. Like, they will want to sit back and continue to complain about a certain issue and problem in their life instead of actually taking action to fix it. And me seeing all of these problems in the world today, like, I'm just like, bro, like, I know that there's people out there. Granted, I know that, you know, there's certain things that have to take place. There's certain, you know, steps that need to take place in order for certain things to happen the right way. But I'm just like, if I had the ability to change half of the stuff that I see on a daily basis, as far as, like, for example, with these chemtrails, like, bro, if I had the ability to stop that single-handedly, I would. And I'm just like, it's crazy to me that, because I know there's a lot of people out there in power that has the actual power to do something about it, but they're not. And I'm just like, we're, a lot of us is so programmed to the point to where it's became the norm. Even to them publicly poisoning our food, from the processed food to the meat to the produce, all the fruits and vegetables. Like, come on, bro. Like, how are we not, as a people, fighting back, voicing our opinion, stopping this stuff from happening? Even to those towers that they constantly building to make look like palm trees. Like, bro, those are harming our mental capacity. Those are harming our spiritual being. And a lot of people don't realize that. And they are affecting us mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And I'm just like, bro, like, how are we constantly sitting back? Granted, a lot of people are talking about it, and I'm putting myself in that category right now because I'm talking about it, but I'm tired of talking. Like, I'm tired of talking about a lot of the stuff that's going on. I'm ready to take action. If I knew the actual proper plan to take that action, to go about certain things, you know, granted, because me, I'm ready for anything. I'm ready to overturn a lot of this BS, because I'm just like, the people are more powerful than the people that believe they have power. They only have power because we give them that power. But if we stop giving them that power and took back that power, they wouldn't have it no more. Because the so-called elite there's only 1%. The rest of us is 99%. Like, what would they be able to do? Their armies wouldn't be able to stop us. Their navy wouldn't be able to stop us. Their military wouldn't be able to stop us. None of their secret organizations will be able to stop the masses of multiple people on the same accord. And I feel like in order for a change to happen, that's what needs to take place. But I also understand and know that there's things that need to happen in order to wake the masses up. Because even to the reference of the Matrix, Morpheus said, I'm not going to quote him verbatim, but basically what I got from it is that you can't wake somebody up who's not ready. You can't unplug somebody from the Matrix that's not ready, because if you do, they're going to go crazy. And I know that there are certain things that have to take place in order to give people a chance to actually wake up. And I know that whole situation is coming. That's why a lot of information is being released to the public, whether people believe it or not, when it comes to the government, when it comes to the celebrities, when it comes to, I mean, but even to that, like, chemtrails is not a secret. It's literally, you could literally walk outside and see planes spraying stuff. So it's not a conspiracy and it's not a secret. It's literally right there in your face, and people still don't want to believe it. Even to them poisoning our food. literally, if you go to the store and look at the ingredients, you can see all this BS and look it up and see exactly what it is that they putting in the food. But people still don't want to believe it. And on top of that, they're literally putting on the news that they spray our fruits and vegetables and everything else that they spray with pesticide and everything else. They poison the soil and they're genetically modifying not only fruits and vegetables, but now they genetically modifying meat, and they got it to the end. And they also are stating and making it okay to not tell you about the genetically modified meat that they're producing when they serve it at restaurants. They're not going to tell you, and it's legal for them not to tell you or not to disclose that, oh, I'm serving you a genetically modified piece of chicken or a genetically modified burger. Or whatever the case may be. So, I'm just like, man, like, what? I know it needs to happen. And a lot of people keep talking about the whole Great Reset. Like, man. But I know in order for a lot of people to mentally make it out of the matrix safely, certain things have to take place. But me personally, I'm just tired of sitting back and just watching us slowly die, basically. And allowing the so-called government, the so-called elite, to get away with it. That's what I'm tired of. I know they watching, I know they listening, but I don't care. I know that I'm protected in higher places. So, but yeah, hopefully y'all listen and enjoy my rant. Today, Friday, do a throat chakra meditation to balance and strengthen your throat chakra. And yeah, y'all will hear from me soon. Peace, love, light, prosperity. And always remember to spread love.